The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Show?
Don't feel bad.
Neither did we. Catch up with podcasts.
Available on the Todd and Tyler app.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Way too early. College football top 25. Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Mississippi, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Missouri, Clemson, Michigan, Utah, LSU, North Carolina State, Florida State, Penn State is 16, Tennessee is 17, Oklahoma State 18, Kansas is 19, Rock Chalk, they got a good team down there. And Arizona at 20, Todd. Arizona's must be back. I don't know.
Yeah, they're getting better. Get to the others receiving votes.
I'll get there. K-State, K-State 21. The Wildcats are there. Southern California, SC is 22. Virginia Tech, 23. Iowa, 24. And Memphis, 25. And I don't know if there is others on this. They call it the way too early.
Yeah. It's May. Right. It's USA Day. Yeah.
That will all change after week one.
Yeah. This might stay. This is after spring's training, right?
Week zero.
Yeah, it'll all change, but except for the top 10 or so that really matter, those are all going to be the ones that'll be there.
Well,
at
that's the
end
problem
anyway
with these preseason polls. Yeah, people get preconceived notions, and if they don't lose, they don't move them.
Yeah,
I think they should just outlaw preseason polls.
But they're not going to. Yeah, and they should. Right.
That's why it doesn't matter in the NFL because they have playoffs. Everybody has to work for the playoffs, not for a ranking.
But even with the playoffs in college football, Todd, this is screwed up because you're right. Teams will start up really high, might drop a game, but won't drop that low. You know?
No, it's figure skating.
I think it's going to be.
There are still judges involved, and I hate it.
It's going to help.
It's going to help a little this year with the way the playoff is structured with, the five. I think it's the five that win the big five conferences.
Right,
So there's a little bit of play it on the field. You have to win the conference to get one of those top spots, and then, seven others that get in. So, it helps a little.
But rankings should go away completely.
Nick. Yeah.
I think Joel Klatt's post-spring top 25 is the only one that should be recognized.
What did he say?
He has Nebraska at 22.
He does?
Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
There goes his credibility.
Yeah, no crap, man.
You put Arizona State in there, too?
Probably.
No.
They're number one.
Arizona at 21.
Well, Arizona's over here. Yeah,
That's the archer. That's my enemy.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get better. You got a Penn State guy in charge, And he will turn that program around the Penn State way.
Right.
Whatever it takes.
Now I need to hear some hope for Arizona State.
You need a Penn State guy.
They don't have a Penn State guy.
I always piss off somebody when I say that. I always get one email.
The thing that sucks is
it's always a Sandusky email. What was that?
You can't lose with that.
Yeah, it really does suck,
doesn't
it?
Because if Nebraska sucks, you're happy because you're not a fan.
Yes.
And if they win, it's because of a Penn State guy.
Yes. You think I figured that out?
You did.
Yeah.
Right away.
Right.
No, I didn't want him to get the job, but then when he got the job, I thought, here's my angle now.
It seems calculated.
Yeah. There's an interesting college football story. Monte Harrison, who's a huge high school football recruit, ended up going to play Major League Baseball. And now at age 28, he's going to go play for Arkansas.
He was signed. Hold on. I saw that Zadika retweeted that out, our buddy Rob. It was something about, he signed.
He's going to walk on
the Huskers originally.
They were recruiting.
Looking at him, right? Yeah. And then he was drafted pretty high in pro baseball and played 10 seasons, some in the actual league. And now he's 28, going to try football again in Arkansas because he didn't have any, he's all his eligibility left, and he can play because NIL money.
Yeah,
he can just go play. You're right.
Yeah, this would have been possible a few years ago.
No. That's why he's going back, though. Mm-hmm. He's not going back to play football. He's going back. He's going to make some money, probably. You know. Yeah, he was a top wide receiver when he was recruited. I remember that story at the time. He went and played baseball instead, like a lot of those guys do. But apparently, he didn't stick in the majors that long because he spent 10 years up and down, I guess. You know. But yeah, NIL money. Why not? It's a lot of cash.
We do have some baseball news here. The San Diego Padres have traded Luis Arraez. You know who he is?
Yeah.
He used to play for the Twins, and then I think he went to the Marlins. I saw him play, and he won the batting title for the American League when he was with the Twins. But they traded him away, and they got a couple of minor league prospects, including right-handed pitcher Woo Suk Go.
I want that jersey.
Yeah, but Suk Go is his full last name. Suk might be the middle name, so it might just be Go on the back.
Right.
Yeah, I wanted prospect. To say Suk.
How do you spell it, Todd?
W-O-O-S-U-K, and then Go.
Is that Suk or is it Suk?
I
don't know. I'm not
Suk.
An Asian guy.
Could be Suk.
Let's go with Suk.
Suk for sure.
Right.
Who's Suk Go?
also in the package is outfielder Dylan Head. I'm not making either of these names
you
up.
You can't write that.
It should be Suk Go and Head.
Yeah. Would have been cool if that was the battery, but Dylan Head is an outfielder.
Oh, yeah. Suk Go and Head on the mound.
I saw a video this morning of something like the catcher for the Cardinals.
Yeah,
took a bat right to the forearm, snapped.
Oh!
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
They said he was crowding the plate. I guess catchers are doing this now, getting closer to the batter to be able to frame low pitches better.
Yeah, then you get hurt, man.
And dude came around, hit him right in the middle of the forearm, and just snapped. Done.
Can we see it, or is it like one of those things I don't show you?
His arm's kind of hanging a little bit. It's not like flopping grotesquely, but you can tell. Yeah, that sucker's broken.
And then somebody told Casey, your boy Rashee Rice, you got in trouble, right?
Yes, again.
Another ass.
Yeah. They're investigating him for
a nightclub?
Assaulting a photographer at a nightclub in Dallas.
Jesus Christ, man!
Hey, stop doing dumb stuff, dude.
Right. Although you got thugs, that's why you're winning.
Yeah,
you know.
He can't seem to help himself.
Yeah, it helps in college for sure.
There's a scouting report that was circulating on Twitter yesterday about how saying that he's talented, but there was at least one team had taken him off their draft board because they said he's just not a good dude.
Yeah,
seems like they might have been right.
Man. That happens. Yeah. That's what I think they have in that Spencer Rattler. That's why he went like seventh round because they said he was on that high school show, followed him as a high school kid quarterback. I forget what it was called. And he was just being a high school douchebag a lot. And they said a lot of people were saying they can't get over watching a thing about being in high school. You know,
it's almost
I didn't watch a show, but you know, don't do a reality show in high school, man.
There is a thing as being too much overexposed.
Well, like I said, and he apparently did high school stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't like him because of that. And he played great in college. They thought he was going to go way higher than what he did, you know.
That's because high school stupid stuff. Well, he went out of his way to document high school stupid stuff.
Well, yeah, it was all one of those. She was picked to be the guy on the show. It was about a quarterback in high school. I didn't watch it, obviously. My son probably did watch it. He watched all that kind of stuff. So. But I saw that story the other day, too. All right. We got guest Gary Curtis later on in the studio. Peter Macon, the new Planet of the Apes movie. He's also in Orville. And he's going to be – he's also a voice on Family Guy. And Tom Arnold. We love Tom Arnold. And Monica Casey is his podcast partner. It's a funny divorce podcast.
Divorce party.
Right.
Tom's had a couple of them.
Yeah. He's raising his own kids. From what I can tell on his social media, he's got his kids at his house. I think he's raising them himself, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We mentioned yesterday, and there was a little backlash. I don't know if it has anything to do with the movie, but somebody sent a nice email that Seinfeld came out recently on a podcast and said he's tired of woke comedy, which was lame. I thought it was lame.
I hated this story because he.
So did I, because I love him so much.
Well, he was blaming the extreme left for there's no good comedy shows out there. And I think what he meant was there's no good comedies on network, which that's not even true.
Yeah.
But I don't think the general viewer cares.
No,
like there's lots of good comedy shows out there.
Right. Yes. They just know TV. They don't know network from streaming.
It did
cable
not come off well.
Whatever.
Because all he gave the right the flag then. See, Seinfeld thinks this. Whoa, yep. Shut up.
No, there's plenty of good comedy shows.
I hated this story so much because I like Seinfeld a lot. I'm thinking, you just kind of like an old man screaming at the sky.
Yeah.
Didn't
you,
Nick?
Yeah. Yeah. Jon Stewart is like the antidote to that. He was quoted just like within the past week at that Netflix festival saying he's so effing sick of anti-woke culture. He said, I've lost two words in 35 years. Honestly, are you that effing unimaginative that you can't figure it out?
Yeah.
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 And if you really want, you can hear the R word dropped at the Tom Brady roast.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
they did. He dropped that. Nobody was canceled.
Nope.
No. Well, I love somebody pointed out online. I saw, you know, when Jerry
Kevin Hart dropped the R word on.
It was Nikki Glaser.
Glaser dropped it on Gronk. On Gronk. Yeah. I'm
appropriately.
Gronk made that face too. Like
I'm about 2 hours into it, so when I was nodding off when Belichick came on, I didn't want to miss that, so I paused it.
Yeah, that's about where I stopped.
I'll watch the next hour.
I got to watch the rest
in the next couple of days. But I thought, among non-comedians, Bledsoe was funny.
Oh yeah,
Bledsoe was hilarious.
Bledsoe was great.
Yeah, I don't know if he wrote his own stuff. I doubt it. But whoever wrote for him, he delivered it very well.
No,
he said his wife wrote a lot of those jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
He said his wife wrote the one about you got used to not being touched, just like at the end of the marriage.
Right.
That was his wife's line. Yeah. That's great.
And what an opportunity for Drew Bledsoe to tee off on Tom Brady.
Because they are friends. They've done events together and everything. They are good people with each other. But you're right. It was so cool they did that. He dropped the R word there. I mean, come on. I hate that so much. We've been doing this for 30 years. And there's stuff we said in the 90s we can't say now. And so what?
An emailer bumming
so
on
what?
Us about that. And,
what?
And I said, well, why don't we just go back to talking the way we did in the 50s?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Things change.
Yeah, right.
Things change.
Right. We can replace a couple of words. It's really not that difficult.
Well, I love just to keep up with the times.
I mean, if anything, we're more hardcore with a lot of subjects now than we were 20 years ago. I know we are, for a fact, because we go really deep. And Jim Sucks doesn't yell at us, and no bosses yell at us. We've had bosses in the past when we go deep and dirty on the show.
In the morning.
Say something. Jim doesn't care.
But apparently a lot of people miss the racist slurs and the misogynistic slurs and the homophobic slurs.
When Jerry's comments first came out.
We just can't slur like we used to.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
When those comments first came out and he said, you know, you can't be offensive on comedy television anymore, I loved somebody online was really quick to point out, hey, by the way, your Seinfeld co-star Julia Louis-Dreyfus made
great.
A hell of an offensive and funny show called Veep.
Yeah.
Yes.
You ever see that one, Jerry?
What a great
show.
She
did it perfectly.
And that wasn't, that was HBO.
Yeah,
I get his point with network TV, but
again, I don't think the viewer cares.
No, the viewer doesn't care anymore.
They absolutely don't. They don't know the difference.
No, they just know that they can get that show wherever they want to. They don't care if it's on.
They know it comes out of their little TV box.
Yeah.
That's all they know.
Yeah. And I'm surprised Seinfeld, who famously dated a 17-year-old in the 90s, wants to bring up stuff you can't do anymore.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, maybe not open that up, Jerry.
Hey, he was 38, and she was hot, you know.
She was in high school.
I know. She was a senior in high school, and they met her in a park, and I remember it wasn't an outcry at the time. They were dating, you know. Everybody loves Seinfeld, and she was a mature woman, he thought, obviously. And they dated for a couple of years, and they broke
up. It's so crazy. You know? And she's like, hey.
Now it's crazy. That wouldn't happen now, yeah.
Yeah, how are your ratings? Pretty good. How was your science test?
I got a 93.
Oh, man. Gary Curtis, Peter Macon.
Anybody?
Which is a funny name in itself, by the way.
Sucking down the caffeinated root beer this morning. Late
you
in the show.
You suck go? Is it you suck go?
Woo suck go.
Woo suck. W-O-O-S-U-K go. But we learned late in the show yesterday that Barks makes a caffeinated root beer.
Right. Right.
Yeah, was at the gas station yesterday. I looked and I almost picked up a bottle and then I wasn't in the mood for
that's
root
right,
beer.
That's right, because Walsh was pissed off. I thought that root beer didn't have caffeine either, but there's one out there that does. Did not know that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.